Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been in a lot of locker rooms before. Have you ever been in a situation like this where a team gets the win, they're 12-3, but yet it sounds like, I wasn't there, you were there, but it sounds like it was a morgue in there.
Yeah, I mean, it was. You could hear a pin drop, County. And, I mean, the only other thing I can compare it to, is going back a few years of my days in Sacramento when Chris Webber had a season-ending knee injury in a playoff series against the Dallas Mavericks. And they were on the road, and Sacramento had won a game, and it looked like, you know, they had stolen home court. But their best player went down, and C. Webb was never the same. And it was just that devastating, has to pick up and move on very quickly type of feeling, even though you were happy that from that team's perspective that they had won a game and a playoff game at that. But it changed that series, and they wound up losing that series. And like I said, Webber was never the same. It was very similar to that with Derek Carr. And you heard the audio there from Donald Penn. I mean, that's the only sack that Donald Penn has allowed all season long, and it was the only time Derek Carr was sacked today. So it's just, it's unfortunate, but the Raiders, to a man, are going to have to pick up and move on with Matt McGloin at the helm.
So some of the players they didn't know, and they didn't know until Jack Del Rio told the team after the game?
Yeah, and in kind of making the rounds, it was apparent that not everybody had heard, and it was, like I said, nobody really spoke in the locker room. The locker room opened before Jack Del Rio went to the podium, and you could hear a couple of coaches coming out of the coach's office, and there were some murmurs, and they were kind of talking to each other and talking to other team officials and the like, and you were starting to get the feeling that it was something very serious just based on the way they were talking. But at that point in time, you could tell that the team had not been, addressed. It wasn't like everybody was brought together and it was, made known what the injury or what the issue was. So guys kind of heard on their own, and word spread at a different rate. And you could just see, the devastation, really. It is heartbreaking, really. I mean, these guys are 12-3. They're battling for a bye. They potentially could be a home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and they lose their leader. They lose their number one guy on the offensive end of the ball, and it creates a situation that's very difficult for them to pick up and move on. So, yeah, you got all kinds of different moods and attitudes and reactions throughout the locker room and kind of making the rounds. I mean, Bruce Irvin said it's like losing your best friend, when he found out about it. So it just a very difficult situation for this team now that has to pick up.
Were you able to talk to McGloin after the game? What did he have to say?
Yeah, McGloin said he's ready to roll. And the one thing you know about Matt McGloin, and he mentioned this to the assembled reporters, was the fact that McGloin is extremely confident in himself. And he acknowledged the fact that, he felt awful for Derek, who's had a tremendous year and a great young start to his career. But he's confident that he prepares every week in a manner that will allow him to go out with the weapons that the Raiders have and be successful and step in and try and not skip a beat. Now, look, Matt McGloin's not Derek Carr, but I think, the greatest asset that McGloin has is that bulldog ability in himself. He thinks he's great. You know what I mean? And I think that confidence is what you want, especially at this point in the season, the belief that you can step in. And look, McGloin's played, and he's been up and down when he was forced to start. A guy that's clearly a backup. But McGloin's never really played with all these weapons that the Raiders have now. I mean, it was a different situation for McGloin when he was the starting quarterback, and it was him and Terrell Pryor going back and forth. I mean, this team's got some more, a better offensive line, better receivers, and certainly better running backs than those teams had. So he feels he can step in. He's prepared and confident. But I think we all know, and whether the team couldn't acknowledge it yet because the reality hadn't quite set in, this is going to be a very different remainder of this Raiders season.
Well, the one thing that if you want to look glass half full is, you know, this team has struggled twice against Kansas City in bad weather. You're going to Denver on January 1st where it is not going to be pretty. It's going to probably snow on the ground. It's going to be really, really cold. And the good thing about McGloin, he grew up in the cold, grew up playing in it, playing at Penn State and playing in the Big Ten. So cold weather games, this is something that he has actually thrived in his college career in.
Yeah, he has, and I think the other thing you keep in mind, Tanny, from that game against the Broncos was the fact that, you know, back at the Coliseum, the Raiders ran all over him. I mean, they gashed him in the running game and really, you know, punched him in the mouth and ran the football on him and slammed the door shut in that game, a blowout fashion, you know, type game on Sunday Night Football. So I think you start to look at it, and it's the cliche one game at a time thing, but as you start to move ahead and you go, okay, how do the Raiders win a game next Sunday? If they in fact have to win a game next Sunday, it's a lot of running game and simplify the game plan for Matt McGloin and try to avoid him making that critical mistake and use the weapons that he has around him to try and get it done. The Raiders have done very well against the Broncos. I mean, they've won 2 out of 3. Their defense has played as well against the Broncos as they have against any other team in the league these last 2 years. So it's been, in a lot of ways, a really good matchup for the Raiders. So if they have to get that thing done, and the Broncos are likely to be out of the race, you know, pending what happens tomorrow. But if the Broncos win tomorrow, then the Raiders have the bye and they win the division. So that at least allows them to catch their breath, and that would make that game only meaningful for the home field advantage, the number one seed. If Denver wins tomorrow over Kansas City, the Raiders win the West and they get a bye. So that in and of itself would buy Oakland a couple of weeks, and they wouldn't be playing until that weekend of the 14th and the 15th of January, and they'd be playing at home.
Now we saw Crabtree come off the field not looking good. Were you able to talk to him, and how's he feeling after the game?
No, Crabtree was one of the guys, unfortunately, I couldn't get to just because of the situation and back and forth between the press conference and the locker room. And it was so quiet. I mean, it was eerily quiet, Downey. I mean, it really was.
Yeah.
When you go back, and guys were just trying to get dressed, and I think the holiday had something to do with it. Obviously, guys were getting dressed and kind of making their way out. It was so eerie in the sense that, you know, I'm thinking, and you know how this is because you've been in a lot of locker rooms yourself and done a ton of post-game shows. You're thinking, all right, what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about the running backs. And I'm thinking, all right, Jalen Richard's going to be a guy I'm going to talk to tonight. I got notes and questions. And, you know, DeAndre Washington's another guy. And we're going to talk to the offensive line. And, you know, Derek's going to speak. And you know, and then in a blink, it all changes. The only thing that matters is how is this team going to deal with the injury to Derek Carr, and it just throttles you. It really does. And kind of lost in that malaise of the Raider locker room post game was the fact that there were a lot of guys that wound up not speaking at all. And Donald Penn was among those who did, and he was just devastated. But to a man, there was a resolve, County, that this team can pick up. It was more optimistic among those who talked. Even though they were stunned, there was a little bit of an optimism that, hey, McGloin believes in himself, we believe in McGloin, and the Raiders will just have to take their chance.
All right, JD, great stuff. Hey, you do the job that you do for us is second to none. There's nobody like you in the market. I appreciate everything you do for this radio station, and I know you're going to be busy. We got Warriors tomorrow, obviously, on Christmas Day, but have a Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you the next time around the Warriors. Next time around that the Raiders are taking on the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, sounds good, Tanny. We'll talk to you then. And, yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
Yeah, great John Dickinson joining us. I mean, obviously very, very tough. It's very.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.